Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Zone. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Later. Sweet. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelic to the Temptations on 93 Sweet FM. And I'm your host with the most of Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been, All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac. On 93 Sweet FM is on.
That what you need, girl?
Dog,
baby. You want me to be cool, but I'm not. 93.3 FM ism, spectacular lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between, y'all. This is a Vicky Thursday, Thursday night flight, man. We in the mix. Man, we up about 4,000-5,000 feet, or, you know, 40,000 feet. We up and about. Jaluski, what it do, Pimp Deuce?
Yeah, yeah, good evening, everyone. Kicking back, watching the finals on the Tweet Cadillac Show. You dig? What's going on, everyone?
Yes, sir. West Coast is standing up. It's going down in Cali, yes, man. And I could
up your way. It's going down up your way tonight in the Bay, man.
Exactly. I could damn near hear the roar of the stadium, man. I'm so close. It's going down tonight. Tonight, man, we're going to celebrate that the Warriors are going to win, of course. I think they got it locked. They got it locked tonight. I think we got it locked tonight. And we don't need that, man. So let me see what direction I'm going to go in. Let me, I just got to pull a rabbit out of my hat real quick. Let me buckle up my sleeves. And shout out to Red Man.
Yes, sir, I'll be that. I'll be that.
Love that song, man. So let me put his co-partner up in this mix real quick. That's what I'm going to do. 93.3 FM. Here we go, y'all.
Yeah. Break this down, Yeah. Yeah. Look. First they said I was overrated. A legal motion. I had no motive or motivation. So F the world, this is fornication. Just keep that energy, I'm a magic coordination. You know I'm fire, have water waiting. Send your location, I find vagina, your water breaking. Like sliding into a situation, no lubrication. Plus I'm losing patience for penance, and I rebuke you, Satan. Lord have mercy, tell all the clergy. I'm low key, I just hold a hammer cause y'all ain't worthy. Yeah, on some Prince Montana, ain't gotta worry. A lot of ballers that's in my city ain't got a jersey. You worms hurt me, just watch the birdie and call it early. And it's 30-30s, a little rusty, I call it dirty. When the beat jerky, these hoes thirsty. To a mic fiend, hey, Thanksgiving is cold turkey.
Fire versus Red Fox, set next messed up. Let's not fire me, just enjoy variety. You'll have a metropolis.
Yeah.
You'll have a metropolis. We stop metropolis, drop, can't touch us.
Yeah.
Double in trouble and niggas in front of us. Can't keep up us. Swag daddy bubbles in front of us. Mad see, watch us. Style nigga. When the fuck is this? Mad be buzz us. Family coming up, running up, winning us. Smash beep up us.
Yeah.
Switch it up now, cause one off us. Dance see rough heads. Entertain, make retirement bubbles us. No keep force has. Report last, one of the honor his. Champ be back. Heroin Canberrian. Black on black, it's scaring them. Appearing with swag name African American.
Yeah.
Coast to coast, a locomotive. Go see hover, nice wide, why? Hocus pocus, toast beloved.
Beloved.
Up here, match up some of that crack hat. Swag, E-Mac lad. Clear, shock the heartbeat back cat. Grab your snap hat.
Yeah.
Listen, save those while you have that craft. You catch that. Before we board out there, honoring, running away. Some of the corniest, one of us is corniest. Must have fallen this, nah, seen backwards. Law and order, anti-black cat, force intact hat.
Yeah.
Bolt gifted, leave a quick hit, more artistic. You see your fan base still loving the greatness, lip delicious. Minority God, oh, hear me partner, post some pictures. What to talk about when poor boy trying to walk us down? The Yorker skipping with getting it, Hawk be Richards. Holding your weight while sipping a bit in this, cure dismisses. What a lame bitch keeps saying this greatness, claim feed kids with.
Yeah.
Clearing out a war with order, can't destroyed, anti-cornic, or be distorted. Warp employment.
Employment.
You'll have a metropolis.
Yeah.
You'll have a metropolis.
Bad.
The Baba metropolis. The Baba metropolis.
Hold on, man. down at the wide, wide world of Wiggle. Hey, ho!
Yes, sir. First and foremost, got to give a special shout out to BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan, the Kwanglomerate, out in the Bay Area where it's going down right
like
now.
That.
Man. Shout out to Jeff Kwan.
Like that.
BTP.
Kwanglomerate.
Yeah,
that was fly. That's
Kwan fly. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Jeff Kwan. Also, got to give a special shout out, man, Stacey Adams, man. You know the fly wear that the fly guys wear. Sponsored one of the number one sponsors for 93.3 Tweet FMism, because players like to stay fly, man. So we got to give it up to Stacey Adams. What you do is go on the website, Tweet Cadillac, tweetcadillac.com. You'll see Stacey Adams over there somewhere. Tap on that link and get linked in, man.
All the way up in there. It'll be a code. All you got to do is chop to your drop. It'll get sent right to your door, man. Eyewear, footwear, underwear, ties, hat, socks, man, they got everything, man. They even brought back espadrilles. And they got sandals too for y'all. Tennis shoes, man. Stacy's, man, they doing some big things over there. But if you like us, you keep it with the classics, that's where you need to be going to, man. Also, Sun Sound, concerts and tours. Big Mac over there doing things.
She's
over there, man.
I was
now.
Muted.
You holding it down.
I was muted. My bad. Shout out to Sun Sound concerts and tours. You know, it's summertime, all the concerts, the tours, people on tour now. It's going to be a lot of festivals and all of these things coming to your area, your city. You know what I mean? So tap into Sun Sound concerts. They'll get you linked in. You know, also, Magnificent Wax. You know the Wax has been down with Tweet Cadillac since day one, man. You know what I mean? MagnificentWax.com. You get online, go to the website. They hook you up with a nice bottle of that wax. Have your car shining, because once again, it is summertime. Got to get the whip right. You know what I mean? So tap in with them. Tell them Tweet Cadillac sent you, and he'll get you right. Also, Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes. Family-owned business. 5-star on Yelp. You know what I mean? Get you hooked up right. Located in the greater Los Angeles area, FunDiggity.com. The best funnel cakes on the West Coast. Better yet, the best funnel cakes in the nation. You know what I mean? You can get them personalized. You can get them hooked up the way you like it. Deliver it right to you. Like Tweed said, they are unjackable. It's touchless. You know what I mean? Put your order in. They got the DoorDash. They got all those type of things. Or you can go pick it up if you like. Tweed can give you some more information.
That'll be 661-2nd Street, L.A., Cali, 9001. Call your order in at 562-235-2333. We're open from Monday through Saturday, 3 to 9 p.m. If by chance they're doing a special event, you can hit them up on their Facebook for updates to find out if they're at the brick and mortar or if they're doing a personal or private event. And if you want to book them for your party, hit up 562-235-2333. Going
there
down.
There it is. Also, got to give a shout-out to One Stop Funk Shop. You know what I mean? Our folks over there, man.
Chocolate.
Tap in with them. Yeah, shout-out to Chocolate. Tap in, One Stop Funk Shop as well. Also, we got to give love every time we do this show. To the voice of Tweet Cadillac, 93.2 FM, the homeboy Bruce Rothschild, may he rest in peace. Shout out to the Sounds of Philadelphia, and all to my homeboys and Pimp Council up there in Michigan as well. Salute to you. Also, this show is sponsored by the G Lou Show every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. The G Lou Show on Block Talk Radio, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 12 Eastern. Again, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. Queen Jean, Flossie B, Hank Norman holds it down, and the GLouShow.com. as well. Tweet Cadillac.
Yes, sir. Man, we're going to hit them all upside the head, man. We're going to hit them upside the head, man. We're going to do this for the Warriors, man. Who y'all appreciate. 93-point tweet is going down, y'all.
The original Jamaican under the lower rank, Kenya K.A. Ox. Say 93.3 FM. My station you're listening to. This is the After Six Cruise Mix. When I want to romp with we. When I want to war. Hold on!
Ride with me some amigos. Had that hit that house up, it's gon' be La Quito. Acting like she bout that, she don't speak no lingo. Off that Pinot Grigio, we don't drink no Tito. Monsters off the fumes, had to take a second while she smoking, fill the room. Easing off the pedal, think I'm only passing through. I've been letting go, it ain't an easy thing to do.
Yeah. Red light, looking like a deer in the headlights. What I'm gonna do when a bitch come through, waking up with a chick in my bedside. I ain't got words that I live by. Tell me what's up on the inside. How you been sleeping? Have you got plans for the weekend? Have you got plans worth keeping? We could change that. Heard a lot about you, I ain't even gonna say that. I ain't got a nice car, but it goes real fast and it rides like a Maybach. Told me come through like ASAP. New man ain't cut it, I hate that form. Even up on the phone trying to tell you how he ain't that boring.
Dios mio, riding around with me some amigos. Had that hit that house up, it's gon' be La Quito. Acting like she bout that, she don't speak no lingo. Off that Pinot Grigio, we don't drink no Tito. Monsters off the fumes, had to take a second while she smoking, fill the room. Easing off the pedal, think I'm only passing through. I've been letting go, it ain't an easy thing to do. Smoking my lungs, she been switching feelings like every month. Hit me up like, why you ain't doing enough?
I think I might just be playing too much.
So tell your auntie and your uncle, they ain't seen it like no other. No discussion, I'm the coldest, stuff ain't coming, motherfucker. Always talking, never felt to this degree. You heard something about me, go and bring me that receipt. Dios mio, ride and ride with me some amigos. Had that hit that house up, it's gon' be La Quito. Acting like she bout that, she don't speak no lingo. Off that Pinot Grigio, we don't drink no Tito. Monsters off the fumes, had to take a second while she smoking, fill the room. Easing off the pedal, think I'm only passing through. I've been letting go, it ain't an easy thing to do.
temptation.
Come on.
you want you for your pen.
I'm
Hi, I'm Patrice Rushen, and where there is love, it's 93.2 Tweed FM, classic oldies, jazz, and all in between. Welcome to the After Six Cruise Mix.
Little brother, And all across the world, the fly ladies and girls tell me they loving it. East Coast say they loving it. Midwest say they loving it. All world say they loving it. It's not a big pop.
I got a problem with you, speaking gossip, talk about what you know, nothing in this nonsense. That's a Bronson, Charlie, take precaution, get you sold on the block, no, not an auction. Dilly departing, I'm not a D, but I move like they move with a handful of smarts, man. Hit these go rambling, cause they don't know about the business we be handling.
But let them know,
count the hits, keep them scrambling, to the stores, to the shelves, dismantling. And what's that joint knife sampling? Who would take on the mic, them bounces them. And your women, we attracting them. And if you ever wanna know what's happening, we tell them,
oh,
it sounds so good. It's so good. From state to state, the boys making the face. And yeah, we loving it. West Coast say they loving it. The East Coast say they loving it. Southwest say they loving it. It's your stutter.
Yo, I wake up every morning holding my dick, going through life like I know I'm the shoot. He ain't f***ing with me, so why try, why go that route, why take that street? You can't take that heat, man, your whole flow weak. We will take that beat, put our own words on it, we will make that speak to the crowds and the masses. And all I ask is, don't settle for the average rap cabbage heads. Yeah, you heard what I said, we the best here, cause our worst days be better than your best years. We your worst fears, so get up, get out, get something, man. It's only getting worse here. Joe Scudder, little brother, man, we family. And yo, we here forever, so understand me, it's real.
Check the realness, if you can feel this. Doing shows and videos, collecting residuals, we loving it. Nice one to say he loving it. Big Pooh say he loving it. Jay Lee say they loving it. Everybody say they loving it.
Tweet FM-ism. Spectacular Low Rider Oldies, R&B and all in between, man. We calling this Thicky Thursday. Want to give a big shout out, man, to all my friends, family, associates, compadres, affiliates, the world. Everybody that knows me, heard of me, heard of me from somebody else, heard of G. Lou. Just, man, we just want to say, man, thanks for the love that you give us collectively and individually. It's greatly appreciated.
I want to say
what's up to Master P, man. He lost his daughter. The struggle is real out here. I want to give a big shout out, man, to my nephew, DJ Quick. He's going through a little something as well. And it's like, man, it's the world is ups and downs all around. Man, what was that rap song called, G. Lou?
Ups and downs, smiles and frowns.
Smiles and frowns, yeah, man. How apropos is that, man? You could be having a ball in the swimming pool 1 minute and get a phone call, and now you're on your knees, bawling your eyes out. So, man, as Reverend Ali would say, hug somebody today. Hug somebody every day. Tell them that you love them. Love yourself. Don't kill nothing and don't let nothing die. I don't know what happened. Did you ever get an update on Shitty Cuz today by any chance? I think he went to court or something.
It started today, but they're just doing the jury selection, so they're going to be doing that until Monday. Then they'll, I guess, go ahead and officially get started. But it did start today, but it's just getting the jury together and everything, so it'll probably be next week when anything gets you kicking off. Yeah.
That might be kind of hard, too, in L.A., because
I don't see
no black people on his side. I don't see no white people on his side. Ain't nobody going to be on his side, so... Shit, they're going to have to go to Alaska to find a jury. Buddha tried to Alaska because dude is...
I mean, it's all bad. Shit like that. I mean, again, I know the justice system. We got to go through it. It's fair. It works for both ways. Man is innocent to proven guilty. But, god damn, it's like some of this shit we just got to sit through and go through. And the man is on tape, on camera, man. It's like, it should be open and shut. You know what I mean? But, you know, we got to go through all this shit, man.
You know what I tripped off of, and I didn't know. Somebody said that he had a gun in each hand when he went up in.
Yeah, two, man, two guns.
I never knew that. For real, though.
Yeah.
Because, look, I'm thinking myself, if I got two guns, I know that, man, I'm right-handed. So it's like, how the hell can I really be effective with my left hand? And, you know, so what do? I dump out all my right-hand guns. And then I switch hands. It's like, dead. This nigga walk up in there with two guns. I thought that was great.
I let you know he was mad. Then when it kicked him, tweet.
Yeah. I saw that. That was just
the ultimate
disrespect. I mean, good lord.
That was the ultimate, man. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
But the cold part is, I didn't even get too deep into this, but like he said, he wasn't expecting that. He walked off regardless of whatever. You didn't like what he said. He said they shook hands and he said okay, woo woo woo, and walked off. So, I mean, at least give me a fair one, a head up, you know. Damn, man.
Yeah. It is what it is, man. These cats are crazy, man. You never know who's on medication, who has issues.
Yeah.
Who's on drugs?
And you know, that's what he's
going to
plead
in
sanity.
Go through.
He's going to plead the crate. He's going to crate. That's what he's going to go try to, you know, so we know that's coming.
Yeah, for real, though. Well, with that being said, man, let me give a big shout out again, man, to Benoit Wright. He came across my mind yesterday, and he got a gang of songs that I didn't play, man. I'm going to get to something tonight. But may he rest in peace as well. But in the meantime, in between time, man, let's do it like this. 93.3 FM. Ism.
Ism.
Thank you. there's two ways. Everyone listening to your show has two kinds of motivation in their life, right? We're all a mixture of both. So imagine if you play the piano in the morning because you love playing the piano, it gives you joy, right? That would be what's called an intrinsic reason to play the piano, right? You're not doing it to get anything out of it. That's the thing you love, right? Sounds like jiu-jitsu was like that for you. Writing is like that for me. Everyone will have something in their life that just gives them joy as they do it, right? Okay, now imagine you played the piano not because you love it, but because your parents are massively pressuring you. It's their dream for you. Or in a dive bar that you can't stand to pay the rent. Or to impress a woman, right? That would be what's called an extrinsic reason to play the piano, right? You're not doing it because that thing gives you joy. You're doing it to get something further down the line, right? Now, obviously, we're all a mixture of both. But Professor Kasser showed a couple of really interesting things. Firstly, the more you are driven by extrinsic values, the more your intrinsic values are starved, the more likely you are to become depressed and anxious by quite a significant amount. He also showed, as a culture, as a society, we have become much more driven by these junk values, right? Mm. We've become much more driven by, think about how Instagram makes you feel,
sure.
Right? We've become much more driven by this hollow external sense of that. Think about something as simple as, I was at Elton John's last night in Caesar's Palace, right? Amazing thing to be at. And about half the fucking room is filming it on the, isn't even looking at Elton John. They're just watching it through their phone. Now, that's a small example, but you can see what they're doing. In order to display their life to invite envy from other people, they are not living their life. No one wants to watch your shitty video about Elton John. There's thousands of videos about Elton John that are much better than yours, right? Why are you doing that? You're never going to watch it either. You're doing it to say to other people, envy me, right? It doesn't make you feel good in that room. Actually makes you feel worse. You're not enjoying the experience.
Right.
And it makes them feel like shit because you're trying to invite envy in your friends. That's a small example of a much wider thing of the kind of junk values that have taken our minds. Professor Kasser has shown there's two sets of solutions to these junk values taking over our minds. One is, it's like fucking air pollution. You know, get the messaging out of your head. More 18-month-old children know what the McDonald's M means than know their own surname, their own last name. Right? From the moment, Professor Kasser put it to me, from the moment we're born, we're immersed in a machine that is designed to get us to neglect what is important about life. Right? None of your listeners will lie on their deathbeds and think about all the shit they bought and all the likes they got on Instagram. They'll think about moments of meaning and connection. That's like a banal, obvious thing. But we're constantly pushed to not think in those terms, to think about show it off, buy, spend, right? These junk values have taken over our minds. So part of the solution is just fucking get rid of most of this advertising. Well, this is the second part. And you've gone to what I think was the most important part of the research Professor Kasser did. So he was working with a guy called Nathan Dungan. Nathan is a financial advisor in Minneapolis. And his job was to work with adults who were having trouble budgeting and explain budgeting to them and help them do it, right? And he gets a call from a school. It was a kind of middle-class school. It wasn't super rich, wasn't poor. It was the middle class where they're having a problem. That the kids at this school were becoming obsessed with getting like the latest Nike sneakers or the latest iPhone or whatever it was. And if their parents couldn't afford it, the kids were really freaking out, right? So they say to Nathan, would you come in and just explain budgeting to these kids, right? So Nathan goes in, he tries to explain budgeting and quickly realizes these kids don't give a shit about budgeting, right? There's something else going on here. They are so obsessed with getting these things. So with Professor Kasser, he designs this program that led to a really interesting breakthrough. It's something people can try at home, right? You don't have to do it in this context. So they got, and you can do it just as adults, but they did it with parents and their teenagers, right? They come in, it was once every couple of weeks for, I think, 4 months. And at first they just say, the first meeting they had, they just said, write a list of everything you have got to have. They didn't define that, right? And people, of course, say like a home, a car, whatever. But quite quickly, people would say Nike sneakers. The parents would name expensive things. And they go, okay, tell me how you would feel if you got these Nike sneakers, right? And very rarely, I don't think any of them were like basketball players where it was like, I need the jump or whatever, if that's the right phrase. It was very often, I would be almost immediately, so I'd be accepted by the group. People would envy me, right?
Yeah.
These insights are just beneath the surface, right? They go, who put that idea in your head? Where did you get that idea? And of course, everyone thinks they're smarter than the ad, but giving people the ability just to see how hollow those junk values were, that was the first part. Second part was much more interesting and took longer. Then they would have in future sessions, they'd say, well, Okay, given that's not actually made you feel better, what are moments in your life when you have felt satisfied, happy, in a flow state? What are things that are meaningful to you? People, you know, a whole range of things, playing sports, playing music, reading, whatever it was, right? And they say, okay, how could we build more of that into your life and less of these junk values? How could you do more of this every week? And just meeting, we don't have these conversations in our culture very often, just meeting once every couple of weeks and checking in with each other and going, actually, I managed to play guitar for an hour every day.
About what I'm saying, like, for real, I'm not playing now. And this is why I get so frustrated. Somebody's still talking. Come on. Bro, I promise you, I love you, bro. Listen to me very closely. They pay me $50,000 to $100,000 when I speak to corporate America. I go to a basketball program, they pay me good. I ain't getting a dime here. I'm here because I love you. But I'll be darned if I come here for free and you disrespect me. I ain't 20 years old. I ain't 19 years old. I'm a grown man. I'm here because I love you. I'm here because I love y'all. They ain't pay me a dime. As a matter of fact, I came and used my influence to raise money so a group of kids can go to Costa Rica. I'm not here to get nothing. I'm here to give you something. I'm not here to take nothing from you. I'm here to give you something. And listen to me closely. When people love you, you don't do them like dirt. When people care for them, you don't disrespect them. You ain't got but a few people who care about you in this world. Didn't you hear what I just said? You in the wrong place. You're going to get shot and killed. And ain't nobody going to go to jail for it. Ain't nobody going to go to jail for it. Ain't nobody going to do no time for it. So the few people who you do have that care, you can't treat them like garbage. You can't disrespect the people that's trying to look out for you. Because you ain't got a whole bunch of, you ain't got a lot of dudes. Look me up. You ain't got a lot of dudes that do what I do that's coming to your school. No disrespect. The dude you listening to, you listening to my man and jamming to his album, he ain't coming here. And I just heard we had a rapper here last night. How many schools did he go to? How many elementary schools? He came and took your money, but he didn't invest nothing back into you. And you're going to have the nerve to laugh and joke when teachers trying to teach you? You got the nerve to act a fool when somebody cares about you? You talking while I'm talking? Do you know if I go to a Jewish school, them kids quiet? If I go to a white school, them kids quiet? If I go to a Latino school, they quiet? The only kids that disrespect me is black kids. That's it. My own are the only ones that disrespect me. I walk in any other school, they like, they go E.T. We taking notes. I come home, you talking. You capping jokes. You think something funny. Look how we living. Ain't nothing funny. Ain't nothing funny, y'all. Look, when I got my PhD, what embarrassed me, I'm in there, they asking me, like, what's wrong with our urban schools? Like, why you asking me? I'm in classes like you in class. The teachers want to know. Professors want to know. Well, why are your kids, what's the problem in the school system? I'm embarrassed, y'all. I'm a grown man. I'm embarrassed that they talk about y'all. And you know why I'm embarrassed? Because what they don't know is you ain't even trying when you take the test. You didn't give your best. They think you dumb. You ain't dumb. You can't take our people from Africa and put us in the diaspora and spread us all over the world and we survive slavery and we can't pass the test? Come on. I ain't stupid. You take everything from us and we still survive? And you gonna tell me we can't learn how to write? Have you lost your mind? We are survivors. That's all we do is survive. And you gonna come and tell me you can't take a test? No, you can take the test. The problem is, when you take the test, you barely take the test. I challenge you to go in there and get that doggone piece of paper and that pencil and do your best. I challenge you. I challenge you to go to class and act like you got some sense. Ain't nobody gotta put you on medicine. You know how to sit down and shut up. You do it when you're watching videos. So listen to me, you mind.
Despite that other voice telling me that I would never get a PhD, I did it anyway. Win, lose.
Embrace it. Embrace it all, because understand something. If you want to be a CIA man, a confident, intelligent, and assertive guy, understand something. You are going to be insulted because you're a winner. Winners always get insulted by losers. They're going to call you arrogant. They're going to call you condescending. They're going to call you, they're going to throw a bunch of insults at you, but what they're not going to say, what they're not going to do is they're not going to be able to beat you. It is going to dog it. Anytime someone is a winner, they have haters. Name me how many people hate Tom Brady and the Patriots. But you know who doesn't hate them? Patriots fans. People hate the Dallas Cowboys because they're called America's team. All winners have haters. Now, we understand that at the high levels, you know, and as sports and entertainment, but here at the, in the middle levels, trying to get to the elite levels and to the top 10%, I need you guys to understand something. People are going to come at you. They're going to say, you're, like I said, one of the biggest ones they're going to call you is you're full of yourself. You think you're so this. You think you're so that. You know who are going to say that? People who are trying to keep you down. They're not telling you that because they think less of you. They're telling you that because you have the nerve to believe in yourself and stand on what it is you believe. You're going to have men throw it at you, but what you're not going to have is some guy who's above you or better than you throwing it at you. You're never going to have somebody that you're trying to compete with saying you're arrogant. You're going to say, all right, that's what I mean. Do it. Be courageous. Push, push, push. That's right. Matter of fact, you're going to have winning kind of guys. You're like, yeah, yeah, do that, do that. You know the guys who are going to throw it at you? The guys who don't want to do the work. Guys that don't want you to make it so hard for them. Then, of course, they're going to call you all these things. Look at him. You're over there trying to be opportunistic, and you're over there trying to schmooze, and you're over there trying to glad hand. I'm going to keep it real. It's always the keep it real dudes. What they're really saying is, I want you to stay down here. I don't want you to shine so bright it makes it hot on me. Could you not be so good? Could you not shine so bright? Could you not make me look like I'm just average and mediocre? That's what's at the basis of all this other kind of stuff. And I get so tired of guys who are smart, who are accomplished, who are capable, who have the stuff that it takes, dumbing themselves down to make other people feel better. Listen to me when I tell you this. Man, there have been so many times that guys have thought, if I just failed, they'd like me more. And what you're going to find is if you fail, you become just like the people that you think would like you more. They're going to still not like you. Matter of fact, they're going to resent you. They're going to say, look, I understand why I'm a failure. I understand why I didn't do it. But look, he had all these opportunities. He ended up right here. You don't do them any favors by failing. You know what you do? You go ahead and become the man you need to be. You go ahead and get up to the top of the top, 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 the tippy, tippy top. You get your name up on Mount Rushmore. You climb Everest. You make as much. You go as high. You go as far as you can and let the haters stand outside and call you whatever outside of the gate. That's right, outside the gates of your mansion, outside, while you're flying on your G6, let them call you all that crap from coach or on the bus. I'm a firm believer in this. That's why I was going to make notes on this, but I'm sorry. I'm just going off the cuff because I have seen this stuff so much in my life. I've had the people throw stuff like that at me, but you know what? I've never had somebody doing better than me call me any of this stuff. And it's one of the few things that you can rest assured that if you want to be better than 90% of people, you're going to have people throw shit at you. They're going to do it. They're going to do it. Especially the men that you are beating. Now, let's flip it up. The women that say it, they don't understand it. Why? Why they're saying it? Because you make it harder for them to actually keep your attention. Oh, did I say that out loud? See, I've never had a woman call me arrogant. Or, take it back. Let me not be hyperbolic. Arrogant is a compliment for most women. Arrogant is a compliment for most women because it's like, damn, you got balls. You have courage. You actually have the courage of your convictions. You have enough to stand on it and say it directly to their face and not flinch. So embrace it. Embrace the arrogance. What's the difference between cocky and confidence? It's not bragging if it's true. If you're a winner, you're a winner. It's not bragging. The difference between cocky and confidence, I look at it, you can be cocky when you have the confidence that you know you're going to put the work in to get it done. There's one thing to sit around and talk about something, and you don't have the work, the hashtag show your work, you don't have the receipts, you don't have the numbers, you don't have the facts, you don't have the data, you just have the belief in yourself. Well, I'm still a proponent for that, because here's the thing. Only you know whether or not you're going to do the work. But if you can say you're going to do great things, you're going to be great because you know that you're going to do the work, then do it. Say it. Say it and make it, and put the pressure on yourself. Put the pressure on yourself to hold yourself accountable. So when you do make the result, when you do, when you accomplish what it is you say you're going to accomplish, nobody can say anything other than, he may be arrogant, he may be cocky, he may be this. Yeah, but he also got it done. He delivered. Don't have to like him, but there's the result. That's why I love this whole business of image. It's about outcomes. It ain't bragging if it's true. So like I say, embrace the arrogance. You might as well go ahead and get to learn to like it, learn to love it. Because you do no one any favors by saying, you know what, I'm going to dim my light. I'm not going to wear my suit on Saturday. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to dress better. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Matter of fact, I'll just sit around here and be like everybody else. Then they'll like me more. No, they won't. They won't like you anymore. And you won't like yourself anymore either, because you know good and doggone well you're cheating yourself. I don't want you to cheat yourself to make somebody else feel comfortable. I want you to make your competition sweat. I want you to make it hard on your competition. I want you to make it hard on the women who want to be in your life. Because if you're going to win, you're going to get out there and do what it takes to succeed. And I want you to get all the results. What do you think? Client people out here that are millionaires and billionaires, people who are rich and wealthy, what do you think they do? They still eat. Well, you know what? I'm going to eat spam. I'm going to eat peanut butter and jelly because I don't want a man to forget that mess. Many people don't know how rich and wealthy people actually live, but I tell you what, they don't live worrying about what people who have less than them think about them. They really don't. They may say it in public, but they don't. Tywin Lannister, the lion doesn't concern himself with the opinions of the sheep. What do you want to be? If you want to be a lion, guess what? You're going to have to eat some sheep. You're going to have to eat a whole bunch of stuff, and none of your prey likes to be eaten. What are you going to do? Become a vegetarian? Go eat some grass? Go be nice to it, talk to it, man, be a lion. Do what you have to do. Embrace the arrogance. It's one of your superpowers. Peace. Hey guys, whether look, style, or life.
Fuck this back and forth bullshit. It's a big waste of time. You want to put it all up, Mr. Backerman? Huh? Come on, last set. Shoot it all. Race to 9 for 80,000. I'm betting this big time action brings out the dog in your boy over there. Did I just stutter or something? Did I just stutter? A few minutes ago it was like a pool hole, this motherfucker. Now it's as quiet as a church. Is this your first time in a pool hole, Mr. Beckerman? Is that it? Your clothes getting a little mashed? Let me tell you something. When you walk out of here, you'll have the smell of this place on your skin for a week. Every time you put on that suit, you will think of me taking your money. Because I'm the only one in this room who knows how fast your boy can run over there. You want to know why? Because I bred him. How the fuck does that make you feel? To be in that position with all your money on the table.
How much you got, Joe?
What?
Total. You put down $80,000 like it didn't matter. That's a lot of money for somebody like you and him. I think it matters.
What's the difference?
I'm a millionaire. That's the difference. I lose 80, I get another 80. For me, it doesn't matter. See, I think it's you who's sweating this. The both of you. People in pool rooms don't come across this kind of tank but once in a lifetime. And now you're going to put it all on the line against John because you think he's going to choke? I don't think so. I think he's going to choke. You want to shoot it all? Let's shoot it all. How much you got in your pocket?
I got a couple of dozen.
You?
500.
What about your ring?
What?
How much for your ring?
You want my ring?
You said it, Joe. Shoot it all. What's it worth to you?
I paid $2,800 for it.
$3,000. Covered. I'm going to leave you with nothing. Nick, make sure, please. It's all there. I'm going to have a drink. You want to have a drink?
Thank you. is yourself a test too.
Shout out, man, to Benoit Wright. May he rest in peace, man. That was a beautiful song. And what really makes that remarkable to me, that man was 16 years old, you know, when he did that song. That right there, I mean, come on. Come on. How many 16-year-olds could write, compose, perform a song like that, man? And it was super fly. I want to give a shout-out, man, to Antone Tavares, world-famous Tavares Brothers. It's his birthday. I'm going to try to get him on 93.3 FM. And another birthday shout-out, man, to my dude. He's guaranteed. All I got to do is make a phone call. It's the Earl Young, the drummer of the Tramps from the disco era. But what y'all don't know about Mr. Earl Young, that man played on the Delphonics, the Stylistics. He played on all the sound of all the Philly artists. He was the drummer for all of the Philly artists. And then when he did the Tramps with that disco song, Disco Inferno, he was a part of that, sung that and all of that. So, man, Earl turned 79 today. So, big shout out to him as well.
Happy birthday.
For real, though. I mean, just to be able to play on all those gold platinum records, man. He played on everything, Stylistics, everything. I just lost my train of thought. Not only the Stylistics, but all everybody from Philly, from Teddy
right.
to every man, everybody. He was a drummer. The Delphonics, Hey Love, that was him in the background. He played on everybody's shit, man. It's the Earl Young, man.
What?
Big shout out to you, man.
Salute to you, Earl.
Man, Earl was a man. Can't take nothing away from him. Can't take nothing away, man, from the Godfather, Mr. Kevin Samuels. If y'all listen to the excerpt I just played about the motivation, just be the best that you could be. Because the haters don't mean nothing if you on your program and you focus and what you kind of want out of life. You can get it, just do the fucking work. It's basically as simple as that. Do the work, just do the work. It ain't rocket science. Just do the goddamn work and you will get out what you put in. Like a bank account, and go to the bank and ask for $300 if you only put in a dub. So, you know, life is a bank account. You get out of it what you put in. For real, though.
Right. That's right.
That being said, man, we still got a little more time, man. Let me play you something, man. Shirley Jones sent me from the Jones Girls. Kind of inspirational, motivational. 93.3 FM.
Hey everybody, it's me again coming to you with another word of inspiration. Today's word, it's a brand new season. Heavenly Father, as I take the breath of a new day, I am preparing for incredible things. The things I've been waiting for will begin to manifest in this season. You, Lord, have the power to resurrect what I thought was dead, even those prophecies that laid on the shelf for years. May the dreams you deposited within me be birthed at this time. I will not despise the days of small beginnings, because little becomes much when we place it in your hands. In this season, every door that you will open will lead me into my purpose and my destiny. The promises that you whispered in my ears years ago will now come forth. As my gift begins to blossom in unprecedented ways, there will be no question that the glory belongs to you. Today, I awake and take heart, for you have opened the doors that no man can shut. To you be glory, honor, majesty, and power forever and ever and ever. Amen and amen. God bless you. Somebody say amen or type in amen and get your praise on. I love you till life. Take care.
listening to 93.3 FM. Spectacular, the Wild Oldies, R&B, and all in between. You are coasting on the After Six Cruise Mix. This is David Pick Conley from the Platinum Group Surface. So tune on in with us and get turned on.
Right, ain't even a word, G. Lou, but I like saying it. I love Steely Dan, man. Big shout out to Russell Hilson. I call him Jules Raimondo, man. My player partner pal back in the 80s. Turned me on to Steely Dan and And they've been a crowd favorite ever since, man. For real, though.
Yes, sir.
Now let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you live on 93.3 FM. Speak on it. Hello. Sorry, I saw the one was pressed. Okay. Hello. Hello. Okay. There we go. Any hue. We got five more minutes, man. What you want to say? Get off your chest, Mr. Lou Lavish. What's on your mind?
Man, not too much, man. I want to say prayers to everyone out there, man. Like I said, going through some things, lost a loved one, or, you know, got struggles or whatever going on in their life. You know what I mean? Want to send prayers to you, man, and as you know, we're with you, man, because we're all going through something, man, you know what I mean? So prayers out there to everyone out there, man. Just dealing with life, man. Life is bringing a lot on us right now as everyone is being how can I say it, tested in some type of way, you know what I mean, or struggling, man, or whatever you're going through, man. You know, we're all going through something, man. So blessings to everyone out there. You know, stay down, stay up, you know, stay prayed up, stay on point, man. Like Stacey Adams.
Motivated. Exactly.
Motivated.
And let me try to go back to the phone lines again. Caller, you live on 93.3 FM. Would you like to say something? Okay, I guess you're just listening. Man, I hope you enjoyed the show. Participation is absolutely free. Don't cost you nothing. You know, you can speak your mind. That's how we get out. Anyhow, man, we got how many minutes I got? I got 3 minutes. So let me play something kind of fly real quick, like, man, for y'all. 93.3 FM. Man, I wish I was with a lot of my folks tonight. Wish I was a little closer, you know, to a lot of my loved ones. I'm there. I'm a phone call away. Holler if need be. 93.3 FM.
Is got to be there. Got to be there in the morning when she says hello to the world. Got to be there. Got to be there. Bring her good times and show her that she's my girl. Oh, what a feeling there'll be the moment I know she loves me. That when she's with me,
next Thursday night. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in. One love. TweakAlight.com, baby.